Now, in response to North Korea's latest missile launch, U.S. and South Korea have conducted a joint ballistic missile exercise. Have a look. The Pentagon said in a statement, missiles were fired into territorial waters of South Korea along the East Coast. The joint exercise came after heads of the U.S. and South Korean militaries discussed military response options to North Korea's recent launch by phone. In separate statements, United Nations chief and European Union have condemned Pyongyang's action. French foreign ministers also called for immediate adoption of U.N. Security Council sanctions against North Korea. Meanwhile, South Korea's president has issued a stark warning to the North, pledging to punish the country.
In accordance with the result of detailed analysis, North Korea will pay the corresponding price and face strong measures against the country. We are sternly warned that if North Korea continues its missile provocations, we will firmly prepare ourselves with various core military strength. North Korea should not misjudge or test our will.
President Moon Jae-in further urged North Korea to wake from what he called a false delusion of nuclear and missile development and choose to come out to the path of truthful dialogue. He's also ordered discussions to be held with the U.S. on deploying additional American THAAD missile systems in South Korea. Missile launch on Friday landed in the waters of Japan's exclusive economic zone, but then caused no damage. U.S., South Korea, and Japan all said it was an intercontinental ballistic missile. Russia, however, says the missile appeared to be a medium-range weapon. Pyongyang, which is yet to comment, I can't say that because we see breaking news coming there. A North Korean leader said the latest missile test is, in fact, proves entire U.S. territory within a striking range. And I believe we had other breaking news coming in earlier that it was, in fact, an intercontinental ballistic missile. And we're joined more on this story by Dr. Wilmer Leone, political scientist and talk show host, gracing us with his presence there out of Washington. Hello, doctor, and thank you for joining us, sir. Now, your thoughts about this, all this stepped-up rhetoric. Now, we're hearing the word war, something, I mean, military provocation, military escalation, military option, something we really don't want to hear, especially when we were speaking of nuclear powers. And all the North really wants is to stop having 40 or 50,000 South Korean, 20,000 American soldiers and, you know, the matching number on the Korean side conducting these joint military exercises just meters off its southern, southeastern or southwestern coast. And if the U.S. is willing to do that, which China and Russia have both implored it time and again to scale down those maneuvers, it'll help with tensions. And something Washington, why isn't Washington willing to entertain this option?
Well, I think because there are those in Washington who see value in having a boogeyman, whether that boogeyman resides in Russia, whether that boogeyman resides in Iran, whether that boogeyman resides in North Korea. It's important for people to understand that there was, that the Korean conflict technically is still going on. There was an armistice that was signed in 1953, but all that did was bring about a cessation of hostilities. There has never been a peace agreement signed between the North and the South, a la China and the United States. And so that, I believe, if people started understanding it in that context and started working towards a peace agreement between North Korea and South Korea, I think a lot more progress could be made. I think it's also interesting to see that this live fire joint military exercise between the South and the United States basically fired a bunch of missiles into the sea, the same way that the United States launched 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles into Syria and never hit the runway of the airport. So the only ones who really benefited from this are Raytheon Corporation and other military contractors.
And don't you find it kind of odd that Moon Jae-in, the Korean president, is asking for to open dialogue with the North, yet at the same token, at the same hand, it's asking the U.S. to send more THAAD missiles to its own soil. It's conducting these maneuvers. It's not trying to do anything that would try to help any sign of good faith or goodwill to bring the North to the table. And as we know, both Russia and China are also opposed to the deployment of that THAAD missile system.
Well, I think you'd have to look at who's behind the THAAD missile system, who benefits from a weapon system of that nature. And I think when you follow the money, that would give you a pretty good idea of whose interests are truly being served here. There have been all of these anti-missile weapon systems discussions since the Reagan era. And to my knowledge, none have ever been proven to be effective, but hundreds of millions of dollars get spent in or dumped down that rabbit hole. I think they need to spend less money on THAAD missile systems and more money and interest in bringing about a peace accord, a real peace accord between the countries involved.
And why is it that we still don't see a dialogue we want to see? Are you saying it's because I'm trying to read in between what you're saying. Are you saying there's too much money involved to keep the tensions the way they are?
Yes. I believe that the military-industrial complex, which President Eisenhower warned us about in 1960, is what is really driving this conflict. Because there's no military, there's no sensible military option here. And this is what really people need to understand, along with there's never been a peace accord between the countries, is that there's no effective military option unless the United States wants the North to blow Seoul, Korea off the map. And I don't, unless China wants a lot of North Korean refugees fleeing across its border. Neither country wants that, so there's no sensible military solution here. So I think this is a lot of bluster, a lot of saber rattling, very dangerous bluster, very dangerous saber rattling, and a mistake could lead to a catastrophic accident, but I don't think anybody in their right mind expects war between the conflicting interests.
Thank you for joining us, sir, Doctor. That's Dr. Wilmer Leon. We have more breaking news coming in. North Korean leader, or North Korea, saying that it has successfully tested the Hwasong-14 intercontinental ballistic missile. That was the missile that the South Korean Americans have just responded to by firing off additional missiles. The North is saying that it was, in fact, an intercontinental ballistic missile. Thank you, political scientist, talk show host, joining us, Dr. Wilmer Leon out of Washington. And now,